Welcome to the Doctor's Inn with Dr. Mark Rabinowitz of Prevention First Healthcare. Sean Lerman here with Dr. Mark, and it is a new year, which means the gyms are busier than normal with new memberships. People are breaking out the extreme workouts, but not so fast, says Dr. Mark, founder of Southampton-based Prevention First Healthcare. The formula to a healthier, longer life may be much simpler than you think. So Dr. Mark, CheatSheet.com recently came out with some myths when it comes to health and fitness, and one of the top myths is that starving yourself is a good idea. How important is eating to a health and wellness plan, and can you eat until you're satisfied?
Well, eating is critically important. I've often been in the gym, and I exercise avidly, and people will come up to friends of mine who are in great shape and ask them, how do I get to look like you? And they said, it's not so much what you do in the gym, it's what you're doing in the kitchen. And diet's critically important, but I have a son who is a college ice hockey player, and I'll go into the the health food stores, and I'll buy their protein, and I'll explain to them that you can actually get more protein from eating a piece of grilled chicken breast than you can from drinking this powdered material, which my son gets very upset about, that I would dare correct somebody working in the health food store. But the reality of it is, if it's about teaching people to eat a balanced diet. It's about getting the proper amount of protein, the proper fruits and vegetables, learning to shop in the outside of the supermarket, and to provide balance to your life, that there's no quick fix.
As far as the types of foods that are most helpful in maintaining a healthy weight, we hear a great deal about these nutritional shakes. Are they good for the body, or will the body crave more than just these beverages can provide?
Well, I mean, one has to say to yourself, what's the purpose of the nutritional shake? Certainly, if you're going to exercise hard, you can have a glass of chocolate milk afterwards, and it'll provide protein to somebody that's just exercised. And nutritional shake is fine, but are you using it as a meal? Like, what's the point? Are you using it as a meal replacement? Are you using it to build muscle mass? I think somebody once said to me, working out in the gym when I was lifting more weight than I should have, am I trying to win a gold medal? And the answer, no, I'm not trying to win a gold medal. I'm trying to live a healthy life and have balance. So that in order to do that, you just learn how to eat in a healthy fashion, normal foods. Now, if you want to supplement with a shake, that's certainly fine, but that shouldn't really replace your meal. That should sort of be an adjunct to the meal.
Let's get to another myth here, the idea that sleep is for sissies. How does sleep incorporate into creating a better you, and how many hours is the right amount of sleep to get each evening?
Well, sleep clearly isn't for sissies. There has been a great deal written about sleep deprivation. Pilots, for example, have to have a certain number of hours of sleep. A bus driver, anybody that's responsible for other people's lives, and even physicians. When I was in my training, doctors could work days on end and didn't seem to matter much, and then they figured out that it was basically like working drunk. So everybody needs their sleep, and the reason sleep is so important is that's when the body repairs itself. It's when the body restores itself. Certain hormones and enzymes are manufactured when we're actually asleep. So how many hours? I think at least seven at a minimum, 7 to 8.
All right. Now, as far as exercise and wellness, what type of exercise is the most effective? Should we be aiming for these straining, stressful workouts, P90X, Insanity, or is there a simpler solution to exercising?
I will tell you, having done those types of programs and repeatedly injuring myself to the point that I had to go to the orthopedic doctor, the point of the exercise is twofold. One is to keep one's heart and cardiovascular system aerobically fit. And all you have to do is walk. There is nothing easier. There's nothing more natural. If you want to gain muscle mass, and by the way, as you age, you lose 1% of your muscle mass a year beyond a certain point. So you do need to get some resistance weights in. But that can be done with very, very light weights. I recommend people either take a class or for a brief period, ask a trainer in a gym, or get some advice or a physical therapist. Doing that also improves your gait and improves your balance, and it prevents falls as you age.
All right, Dr. Mark, what steps do you take with your patients when they want to embark on a new nutrition and exercise program?
Well, I sit down and I spend an hour and a half with a person, and what I do is I pull out a plate, and I show them what a typical portion size looks like. We have models that show people the size of the chicken breast, the number of calories and vegetables. To make life easy for listeners, if you're eating fruits and vegetables, you can pretty much fill your plate with them, at least a half, maybe even as much as two-thirds of the plate. You can pretty much eat a great deal of lean protein without getting fat. And if you limit your carbohydrates, that means your potatoes, corn, breads, to smaller quantities, that is usually a healthy, balanced diet. Now, if people are trying to lose weight, then they may really have to look at the number of calories they're consuming. And they, even though they're eating healthy, they still might have to eat a reduced number of calories in order to achieve a normal body mass index.
All right, Dr. Mark, thank you for joining us. Of course, if you want more information on Dr. Mark or his practice, you can call 215-PREVENT or visit 215prevent.com. And be sure to join Dr. Mark when he talks about longevity of life through simplicity tomorrow on Speak Your Peace at 12:30 right here on 1490 WBCB. Thank you, Dr. Mark, for joining us.
Thank you.